Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by James Hickman, CEO of Cornerstone FS. Welcome back, James, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
So just this week we saw a trading update, which is ahead of expectations. I must admit, it's always good. I set an alert in the mornings on SharePad for keywords, and one of them is actually ahead of expectations. So obviously that triggered the alarm this morning. You reported strong momentum continued through to the year end, and I believe revenue for 2022 of approximately 4.8 million. Do you want to add anything to this, James?
Yeah, that's right. So really, really pleased with the final quarter that we had in revenue terms. Early in November, we gave guidance to the market of around 4.3. Now, obviously, that's a significant overachievement of that. And what was really, really encouraging was to see the momentum that was starting to build really accelerate and continue through right through to the year end. So typically, December, you know, with many, many businesses in many sectors, can be quite a difficult one to predict. But actually, we had a very, very strong December. And I'm really pleased to report that going into January, that's continued as well. So, you know, really, really pleased. And I think in terms of the sales effort that, you know, we're putting in and very much a revenue focus now, it's starting to pay dividends.
That's really good. I mean, what made you get it so wrong then? 4.3 million and you ended up with 4.8 million. So what happened?
Probably overly conservative. As I say, okay, you know, December can be a very, very tricky month to predict. And I'd much rather err on the side of caution, particularly, you know, with any listed business, overpromising and under-delivering gets you into a difficult place. So I'd much rather over-deliver, which we definitely have done, and surprise the market on the upside rather than the downside.
And 109% growth over what you did in 2021. I'm assuming that partially that is to do with the fact that you purchased businesses during that period of time, but also that your amount of revenue created per client is also increasing because more of them are coming through yourselves.
Precisely right. So 89% of the revenue increase actually was from the existing business. So 89% year on year, it was X 2022 acquisition. So a very strong performance in its own right. The focus, and we've said it before, you know, the business has shifted to focus very much on getting clients directly. And that definitely is shown through in terms of a 78% revenue versus 56% in last year. And consequently, that improves the margin as well. So, you know, one of our key KPIs is margin improvement. And we've seen that go to 61% from 52%. So, you know, all of the metrics for me are going in the right direction.
And do you see an improvement in that 61%, or are we at sort of top of the range, do you think?
I do see an improvement as we increase our focus on direct clients, although you will find that they're now becoming marginal gains. And there are certain levers that we can pull to try and improve that margin, efficiencies and all sorts. But ultimately, you will see the rate of margin gain decline slightly. So if we're getting to around by the end, 70%, be very happy with that.
Yeah. Okay. And what about revenue growth then? I mean, obviously 109% is spectacular, especially considering that the share price has collapsed during that period of time, which is pretty ironic. What can we expect in 2023 then? What's the likely revenue driver to increase that revenue?
So, well, ultimately, again, the focus on revenue and focus on sales is absolutely forefront and will continue. So historically, the business has built a fantastic platform, invested in technology. You know, now is the time, and the last quarter, it's time to make these assets sweat. And that's what we will continue to do. The sales team has been built particularly around the acquisition of Pangea late last year. And that's starting to come to fruition. And the focus will no doubt continue in that vein. And ultimately, you know, we expect continued growth, albeit it might not be quite the same rate, but significant growth next year with the focus that we're putting on revenue and sales.
Okay, so if you had to give investors three reasons why Cornerstone is a good business to invest in right now, with a market capitalization of sort of £3.5 million, revenues of £4.8 million, and obviously great margins in terms of 61% and moving up to hopefully a bit higher than that, as we discussed, what would the three reasons be that you would give?
I think you've just given those reasons. I think really the key thing is absolutely revenue going in the right direction. The technology that's already been invested, as I said, it's our own proprietary platform. It's working really, really well. It's proven. And moreover, it's a very, very scalable platform. So it's not like we're having to invest further money to improve it. The other part actually is, you know, we're fully regulated. It shouldn't be underestimated in this day and age, particularly on the regulation side, how difficult it is to become what we have, which is an EMI. That has a significant value in itself. And also the people, you know, we've now got a fantastic team of people, and these results are proving that the strategy is working. So for me, I'm really excited about 2023. I think the business is in a great place to capitalize on where we are now. And as I say, I think 2023 should be a great year for the business.
Yeah,
good. And I mean, I think Cornerstone has also got the advantage of yourself, because I see you're very, very sales driven. And ultimately, I think this is what Cornerstone needs. And, you know, you've got to go and sell as much of this transaction business as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, you can have the best system in the world, but if no one knows about it, then it's no good. So really making sure that we're creating value within the business through the platform and the technology that has been previously built, but making sure that we're telling people about it and actually, you know, that and offering, aligned with that, a great service.
Yeah, you also had the little Brucey bonus just before Christmas, I believe, the value realization of a non-core small e-money institution to generate circa £600,000. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that, James?
Yeah, I mean, again, that sort of demonstrates my point about the value of a regulatory business, a regulated business. Avila House was acquired as a small electronic money institution prior to Cornerstone deciding actually it needs, because of the volumes, needs a full electronic money license. So it becomes effectively superfluous to requirements. You don't need two licenses. So whilst there's an argument to say, well, you know, why would you sell it? But actually, you know, we're realizing cash for an asset that we weren't using. And it demonstrates actually, in my opinion, that the value of a regulated business. And bear in mind, actually, our license is a full EMI rather than a junior EMI. It demonstrates that these regulatory assets do have a value.
Yeah, so the regulatory license is going to be worth a few times that 600,000, you would imagine?
I would leave people to estimate, but certainly. I think the regulated piece, as I've said before, has a significant value in dollar sign, in dollar term or pound terms. I think it's massively underestimated within the value of Cornerstone.
And that, as a final question, I suppose, the £600,000 leaves you in a good financial position as well, of not needing to raise funds, I presume, in the next period.
That's correct. I mean, in fairness, we weren't looking to raise funds anyhow. But that said, it gives us that comfort and that security that for any lean times, we have that backup. So we're delighted to have it. And it may be, you know, that any sort of investment of that money would be going into revenue generation anyway.
Yeah. So when do you think cash positive is going to happen then for Cornerstone? That's final question.
So we have targeted Q4 of 2023. Okay. We would hope to be able to report earlier, but targeted Q4, and it's got to be a whole quarter rather than, you know, a blip of 1 month.
Okay, all sounds very positive, and for the type of market capitalization that you currently have, seems very good value. And, you know, it wasn't a million miles away that you were 20, 22p, 25p,
no.
And you're now sitting at 7.5p. So the market has been pretty savage to you in terms of how it's affected it, but let's hope that returns in 2023.
James Hickman, CEO of Cornerstone FS, thanks very much for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, James.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.